I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations warns of a potential mass exodus of Palestinian refugees as fighting escalates in southern Lebanon. The Lebanese terror group Hezbollah began attacking northern Israel in early October. More than 29,000 people have been internally displaced in Lebanon as a result. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says,
"We're providing food portions for those who make it to the capital, Beirut. So far, we've provided at least 380 families with food aid in the south. We have partner churches providing mattresses so that the internally displaced people can actually sleep in the churches. So that's an opportunity to show the love of Christ to them."
Based in Beirut, Horizons International partners with church networks to meet Lebanon's overwhelming needs. Believers offer relief aid and the hope of Christ, but they can't do it alone. Visit us online for the details and to connect with Horizons. And the average length of a prison sentence in America is 2.5 years. It's no coincidence, then, that after 2.5 years, Crossroads Prison Ministries saw a high rate of dropouts halfway through their prisoner Bible study program. Joe Pryor with Crossroads says,
"So what happens is the large number of people who make up that average sentence length, a lot of them are involved in Crossroads, but they're just getting out of prison. They're leaving, and that's why we see a large number of those dropouts."
To give every student a complete Bible study experience, Crossroads is creating a new starting curriculum with 19 lessons. Every new student at Crossroads will go through the core curriculum before continuing to the longer program if they have prison time left. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.